We are learning Maseches Yevamos, Dav Zayin Amud Beis, and we are beginning 7 lines from down from Zayin Amud Beis on top. 7 lines. Elo, we are trying to figure out why we would think that a erva, someone who's usher, a woman who is usher to a certain man, why would he mutter makam ibum? You need a pasuk of aleha to say a chayis ishta, your wife's sister, the forced ibum is part of the ibum. You need aleha for that. Why would you think it's mutter? It's a regular erva. Elo. We would think, we would learn a limud called mamatzinu. We say, just like you find eishes ach, which means your brother's wife, if they die without children, then if the brother dies without children, the wife, his wife, who is usually asat you, becomes mutar tzibum. Ma eishes ach miyavma, af achayis isham tizyav, maybe achayis ishto also. Also, it's the erva shvi'ibum. Just like to find that the erva of eishes ach is mutar, the erva of achayis ishto is shvi'imut also. Plus learning out from a mamatzinu. So the Gemara says, me dummy, like before we try to learn from a limud. That limud is something that's yotzum in a cloud to teach on the whole cloud. That way, that's not true because it went out lidum davar chadosh. But now we are clearing that we should learn from mamatzinu. Pasha, it means just like there, that's halach. Here's halach also. Zog tomorrow, it's not similar. Me dummy, hasam by eshesach chad isura. Only one iser by eshesach, one iser erva. Hacha. But if your wife's sister is married to your brother, there are two isuri, tre isuri. What are two isurim? Eishes ach and achayis isha. There are two isurim there. So it's not a good mamatzinu. Maybe yibum is only matter one erva, not two. And every time there's an erva married to your brother, there are two isurim. There's the isur of eishes ach and the isur of that erva. So you can't learn mamatzinu. So tomorrow I'll tell you what the havmin is. Why ni aleha? Ishtiri. You would say that once the Torah was Mata Eshach, automatically, along with it, comes a heter to the Achayis Ishtar. It's like a migu, that once it's Mutter by Eshach, everything is Mutter also. Where do you find such an idea of Hoyle of Ishtiri? When we're not Tamer, the reading Hoyle of Ishtiri, the Tanya, learn to the Braisa. Now, the halacha is that a Mitzayram, when he's finished his process of becoming Tahar, he comes on the 8th day, which is the day he brings Kabbonis, he comes to the Har HaBayis, and he comes to Shar Nikner, and he sticks his fingers into the Azara, and they put Dam on his Bahinois, on his fingers, from the Asham. That's what they do. He sticks his fingers in, and they put the Dam from the Bahinois. So, they put the Dam on his fingers. That's the Halacha. They put the Dam on his fingers, from the Asham. Now, obviously, to get onto the Har HaBayis, he has to be tar. So, halacha is that most tumas are allowed to go into the Har HaBayis. Har HaBayis has the status of Machna Leviyah, and he's allowed to go onto the Machna Leviyah. Example, tumas Sheretz and Avelu also allowed to go to the Machna Leviyah. Tommy Mace also allowed to go to Machna Leviyah. The only exception is a Balkeri cannot go up to Machna Leviyah, which is the Har HaBayis. That's one of the exceptions. A Keri, a Zav, a Tuma Yetzim Gufay cannot go up onto the Har HaBayis. And actually, a Metzayra has to go out of all the Machnas. But here, the Metzayra already basically purified himself. Just the only problem is he has to bring a carbon, but he's really pure. He's just a Mechusa Kapurim. Mechusa Kapurim also is allowed to walk onto the Har HaBayis. That's his allowed to do. And so it says on the 8th day he comes to the. It says, "V'yem Hashmini Yikach Shtei Kvasim Tmima." He brings it to Kabbonis. V'hemen Akayim Mataras Isha Matar of Fein Hashem, and they take this keves and the loyik Hashemen. They make the tnufa, and they take the dama asham, and they put it on tnuch on his ear and his fingers. So that's the halacha. Now, what happened is, and this is Erev Pesach, was his 8th day. Now, Mchusu Kapurim can't. He wants to bring his carbon. And he wants to bring this carbon, the Mitzayra, carbon Mitzayra, and then he'll bring the carbon Pesach. He wants to bring his carbon Pesach. The problem is, he woke up that morning and he became Balkari. A Balkari is Tomei. It's Tomei. He can't bring in Kabbana, he can't bring the carbon Pesach. But, he can't bring the carbon Pesach. And it's not only that, even worse, to add insult to injury, he can't even bring his Mechus, he can't bring his Mitzayra, he can't bring his carbon Mitzayra. And even though by the evening he will be Mutter from Kari, he goes to the Mikvah now. And then he'll be able to eat his carbon, but Lamaisi can't get onto the Har HaBayis to do his process of Mitzayra. So the halacha is, it says in this Braisa, that he goes to the mikvah, and now he's not a Balkari anymore, he's a Tful Yom of Balkari. He really have to wait till the evening. And really, a Tful Yoim can't really go on to Har HaBayis, but we allow him to go up on the Har HaBayis in this case, because in order to do the Karban Pesach, he has to bring Karbanos from the Mitzvah, so we allow him to go on to Har HaBayis, even though he's a Tful Yoim. And then the Gemara will discuss step number two. Let's do this step number one. The time to the Brisa. Mitzvah Shechal Shmini Shiloy Be'er Pesach. Mitzvah, his eighth day, when he brings his Karbanos, landed up on Erev Pesach. The raw carried by Yoim, and he still carried that day. But Taval, he went to the mikvah. Now he went to the mikvah, he's a Tful Yoim still. Omru Chacham, Abishain Tful Yoim Achar. Even though a regular Tful Yoim is not Nichnas to the Harabayas, Zen Nichnas. He go up to Harabayas until Shar Nichnar. The halach is, until Shar Nichnar has din of Machnal via Harabayas, Shar Nichnar is a door to the Azara. Until the door to the Azara is called Harabayas, and therefore Mechusik Purim is allowed to walk there. And he was even allowing the Balkari, who's a Tful Yoim, to walk there. Why? Even though usually not walk there. We say, Zeh Nichnas. Mutav Yavi Aseh Shish Vekaris, the Aseh of Karim Pesach, that's Karis, V'yitcha Aseh Shem Vekaris. V'el B'doicha the Aseh of Eim Vekaris. And technically speaking, even if he didn't go to the Mikvah, he was a regular Balkari, he would say the same thing. They're both Aseh Shish Vekaris. Aseh Shish Vekaris, B'doicha Aseh Shem Vekaris. There's a reason why it said to be Tavil, Ayin the Mefarsh, Ayin the Orchanah. Rabbi Yechanan actually could be argues on this halacha. And he holds Dvar Torah filu asay lespe. Someone's a Tful Yoim, there's no asay. Shenema v'yamoid yeshafat v'kal Yehuda v'nei achatz hachadosha. What does it mean chatz hachadosha? My chatz hachadosha. Rabbi Yechanan shechatzu v'advarim. They mechadish things v'amru Tful Yoim loy yikonis v'machna v'ya. According to Rabbi Yechanan, really in the Raisa, a Tful Yoim is allowed to go on machna v'ya. Only a Balkari can't. But if he went to the mikveh already, he's waiting for the evening, then he could go on to Har HaBayis Midraisa. And they made him at the Kana, you're not allowed to go on. But either way, the Karim Pesach, the importance of Karim Pesach, that I say, Shishvei Karis, will be Deicha, this Issa going to Machna Leviyah. So he goes up to Machna Leviyah, and he comes to stick his fingers in to get the Kapara of Mitzayra, and then he sends someone to bring his Karim Pesach, and by that night, he could eat the Karim Pesach. That's what's going on here. There was only one problem there. According to Ula holds that Biba mixes Shema Bia. If you put part of your body into the Azara, it's clear either way into the Azara. The law is a Mechusar Kapurim cannot go into Azara at all. The same thing is Tful Yoim, Midaraisa, is Chayiv Misa if he goes into the Azara. So the question is, how does he stick his finger into the Azara to get the Matan Dam? Ah, he's a Mechusar Kapurim. And even more now, he's a Balkari, that's a Tful Yoim also here. So Ula says, V'am Ula, Matam, why let's think of fingers in, Hoyle V'huta L'Tzeratai, since there's a Xerius HaKosov, he let us stick of fingers in. Even though Bia mixes Shema Bia, which means that going in partly is a Isser, of going into the Azara. Still the Torah says you're allowed to do that, so a special Heta of the Torah. So once you had a special head of a Torah, huta l'kiryav, yosef muta v'kary. So bring over here this idea of hoyel v'ishtari ishtari, which means Ula is saying like this, when a balkary over here, good, we allowed him to come onto the Har HaBayis because yovei asei v'dechalei asei of Tul Yoim. And even if you're a Yechon, not even asei, it's only the Rabbanon. So good, he got onto the Har HaBayis. So how do you stick your fingers into the Azara? Oh, you tell me it's not called going to Azara? No, Ula holds it is called going to Azara. But Ula says, no, just like Mechusar Kapurim is Mutter, even though it's us to go into Azara, so we say, Migu de Mechusar Kapurim is Mutter, the Balkari is Mutter as well. It's the same thing. Just like Mechusar Kapurim is Mutter, Balkari is Mutter. So that's Halva Hutter, Hutter. So therefore, here also, we're going to say, back to our Sugya of Eishes Ach, since Eishes Ach is Mutter, so therefore, we'll schlep along. Achos ishta will be mutter also. Because you say, once we matter that issa, we matter the issa legamri, just like we did by Mitzayra. Mitzayra is matter the Valkyrie, here also we matter legamri. I just want to speak out one Taisus over here. Taisus asks that if that's the case, that you mutter, be a mixas, which means part of your hand going in is considered going to the Azara. And still the Torah says mutter. So why can't you go completely into the Azara then? Because once the Torah is matter, go completely into the Azara. That's Taisus' kasha on the bottom. I'm getting cooler now in history. Taisus has two terutzim. Taisus says, one terutz is that to go fully into the Beis HaMikdash is the first repasim, because HaMikdash loy savai. Ava miva miksas loy ksiv behedya elam ha'kesha gomah, it's only a hekesh. And that's why it's more cool. Another terutz is that You know, whatever you could do better, like just like Derek Sara, Derek Rucha, whatever you could do, you could do. So here, you don't have to go, you don't have to go to Har HaBayis in, you only do whatever you have to do. Back upon him, Ulo Chayash was a din of Migu, that Migu that's mutter to, the Mark calls a Hove Istri, Hove Istri Litzaraz, it's mutter for Keri also. So here also, it's mutter for Eishach, mutter for Chayash Ishtoi. Zog to Gemara, what's the comparison? Mi Dami Ledu'ula. It's not Dami Ledu'ula. Why? Ula, we find the only time it works is you were first the case was you were first your mitzayra and then you became a balkari. So we're saying hail v'hotel tzaratai muta for balkari. So teinach hecha the nasa meis ach nasa chay. Maybe that's good if the Reuven is the one who's going to die and Reuven married your wife's sister, but you weren't married yet to your wife's sister. Reuven married. Leah, Reuven married Leah, which was who older, who was first, and then Shimon married Rachel. So now, when Reuven married Rachel, at that time she was still. If he would die, she would be mutter to Shimon. And afterwards, Shimon married his wife, which was a sister of Leah. So hetena hech nasa meis v'acha nasa chay. The migu the ishtari issa eshishach ishtari nami issa chayis isha. The migu that issa eshishach is mutter issa chayis isha will also be mutter as the migu. And it's similar to ula where taras came before the kari. El nasa chay v'acha nasa meis. But if it's the opposite way, Shimon married first Rachel v'acha nasa meis. And then Reuven married Leah. Issa chayis isha kodim. The iser Leah was usher to Shimon. First, and afterwards became also as Eshazach. And then the Gemara says even more. But filu nasa meis. Even if Reuven married his wife first, Nami, even you also get a time like this. Reuven has to die first, and then his wife Leah became mutter to Shimon. Then afterwards, Shimon married Rachel. The chazle beni beni, because they were mutter for a certain time in between. Elanosa meis v'loy meis. He didn't die. V'ach nasa chai. Even that case where the eshach was first, then came a chayis eshtoi. Still loy echzai achzilei klal. It was never Reuven's wife was never mutter to Shimon. And milay moyde ula shim ra keri b'leil shmini. Let's say he saw keri b'leil shmini before he became even mutter to bring a carbon mitzayra. Shei machaz yadul v'haynos shlo yotzo b'shal shei ru lahavi b'carbon. So like this. We're saying like this, Ula is only matter the whole of history if at one point he was allowed to bring the carbon of Mitzayra without being a Balkari. For example, he woke up on the morning of the eighth day and he was not a Balkari yet. At that point, he had a heter to go bring his carbon to the Beis HaMikdash. That is what Ula says, whole of history, history. And what will be the Svara? Because once he woke up in the morning and the Torah said it's mutter to do, then the Balkari can't break that up. But any time the Gemara says that if he's a Balkari before, he woke up in the morning to bring a carbon, he's ready was a Balkari, then even Ula will agree there's no Hoyle of Istri Istri. If that's the case, so let's go back to our case of Eshes Ach at the Chayis Ishtoi. You have to have a case where Reuven, who died, his wife has to be a certain time when it's mutter to Shimon. And the only way it's possible is like this. Reuven marries Leah. Then Reuven dies. Then Shimon marries Rachel, which is Leah's sister. And now Leah is also to him as Achos Ishtoi. That would be a case where there's a Havamina actually Mutter. Why? Since Leah became Mutter as Yibum, and that was Mate Eshazach, he'll also be Mate Achos Ishtoi. Agav, how did he marry? How did Shimon go ahead and marry Rachel? It says Achos Zikukasai. It's the sister of someone who was Oymet him through Yibum. So Taisus Hashanim says that's only an Issa Durabbanon. It's only an Issa Durabbanon. Balak upon him. So maybe that's the only case where Ula's Adin will apply. That means like this. If Shimon marries the sister first and then Reuven marries the sister and, you know, Leah, who is Rachel's sister, that's Pasha, there's no whole of history. Because that Reuven's wife was never ever mutter to Shimon. And even if Reuven marries first, but while Reuven's married, Shimon gets married to the sister. Also, it never was mutter to Shimon. The only way it's possible to make it similar to Ula was if Reuven marries Leah, and then Reuven dies, and then afterwards Shimon marries Rachel, and now Leah still oimid liyibum, that's the only time you'd have a havin in the whole history of history. So Gemara answers, you're right. Eliki istrich aleha, we need the pasuk of aleha to aser the achoyis isha on Shimon is heicha the nosa meis umeis vachnasachai. You're right, Dafka only in this specific case, where Reuven married Leah, Reuven died, then Shimon married Rachel. And then, now, Leah is Omer Libum, there we have me, Nehoil v'ishtri ishtri, and that's where you need a pasuk of Allah, say no, that Achais Ishtri is Aser. Echanam, only this specific case, because there you have whole of ishtri ishtri. So now we have our first teretz of the Gemara, why you need Aleha? You need Aleha for a case where you would say the klal whole of ishtri ishtri, which is in a case where, at one point, this Leia was mutter to Shimon. That is where you'll need the halacha of Aleha to say no, that she is still usher on Shimon.